Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening. So we are going to take some time now and enter what we call our Go Time, which stands for Global Outreach, where we talk about what God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods in Northern Virginia and throughout the nations. And it's amazing because for 2.5 years, we have never run out of things to pray for and talk about that God is doing right here through you to reach people with the gospel of Jesus. And today is a special day. Today is one of my favorite days where we get to celebrate empty seats. And I'm so excited. That may sound like a weird thing because sometimes at churches when there are empty seats, people freak out about it. They go, oh, there's so many empty seats and where is everybody and something must be wrong. But an impact, when you see an empty seat, that's a good sign because here's what it means. An empty seat means one of two things. It either means one, that it represents someone who is not here because we have sent them out with a mighty kingdom purpose to go share the gospel. Okay, or two, it represents one of the hundreds of thousands of people in our city who don't know Jesus and aren't here yet. And so we celebrate empty seats, and I'm so thrilled because the Lord is about to provide some empty seats for us in the house today. And so we are going to commission out. Commissioning is a word that we use that just means sending out on purpose, not getting kicked out, not awkwardly disappearing or leaving, but being sent out on purpose to go fulfill the Great Commission, the mission of God. And so we've got two groups that we're going to be commissioning out today and sending out, and so I'm so excited. Let's start off first with our CentraKid group. And so starting tomorrow, we are going to be sending out a group of kids from our kids ministry that are going to be going to a camp called CentraKid. And so I'm going to invite up our CentraKid participants. So if you're going to CentraKid, come on up with me and let's hang out together for a sec. Let's give them a hand as they come up. It's so awesome. Yeah, come on, Allie. All right. So CentraKid is like a camp that we started going to last year. Actually, was our first year to go as a church, and so this is our second year, and we've added kids this year that we're able to take to camp, and we praise God. But listen, for us as a church, we treat this not just as like a camp where they're going to go and play a bunch of games and have fun. They are going to do those things, so be super jealous this week. They are going to do those things, but this is also a defining moment in their spiritual lives where they get a chance to learn more about Jesus, hear the gospel of Jesus, and get an opportunity every day to respond to that good news and to that gospel. And so we want to take a second and not just say, hey guys, go to camp, but to pray for you, to let you know that, guys, like, you look at it, this is your church, guys, and these people love you and care for you, and while you're off at camp, they're going to be praying for you, and they can't wait. When you come back, they're going to be asking you, how was camp? What was your favorite part? And they're going to be doing good things. So also behind them, I don't know, did you guys want to talk? Did you want to talk? No? Okay. All right, sorry. Just check. I got too excited. So Alexa is our kids serve team leader, and she's going to be taking the kiddos. And we got Adam Herlock as well, who is going to be stepping in and taking care. See how Adam gets the clapping? And there, yeah. This is super amazing. Just the work that God's doing to raise people up, and then actually, I will let you guys just introduce yourselves. And when I come by with a mic, just tell us your name, all right? Make sure it's on. Yeah, all right.
Hi, I'm Allison.
Oh.
What's your name?
Caleb.
Good job.
Hi, my name is Zeke.
My name is Gabe.
My name is JD.
All right. The dream team, everybody. So we want to take a second and just pray over them. They're going to be leaving tomorrow afternoon to head to Lynchburg, Virginia. I hear that's God's country. And they're going to be heading to Lynchburg, Virginia to spend time at camp, and they'll be back Friday around lunch or in the afternoon. So please be praying for them, for safety as they travel, and for a defining time spiritually in their lives. So if you guys would, let's bow together. And if you can, if you're comfortable, maybe even stretch out an arm and just as a way to cover them in prayer. So let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have, God, to even raise up kids, Lord, amazing kids that are just hungry to know you more, and Father, who love one another and love your church. God, we are so thankful we get to send them out to camp. And so, Lord, we just pray that you would give them safety as they travel. God, we pray that you would go with them and help them, Lord, Lord, they may even be a little nervous or anxious about what to expect or being away. So, Lord, would you just calm their fears? Give them, like, take whatever they're nervous about and make them excited about it. Lord, would you just please do a great work in their lives? Would you meet with them and love them and reveal yourself to them and help them fall deeper in love with you, Lord, than they ever, ever have been? So, God, we love you. Thank you for CentraKid. Thank you for Alexa. Thank you for Adam. Please give them strength and energy and bless them and be with them, Lord. And we just give our kids to you. Can't wait to see what you're going to do and hear more about it when they come back, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, let's give them a hand. You guys can go have a seat. Great job, guys. And so you may have noticed that we asked our kiddos to come stay in the service with us just for a little bit so they could witness that and be a part of that. Because we want you to know that even though they do spend time in the back, that's not like the Impact babysitting service we're running back there. We are opening up the Bible. They have their own like legit worship service that kind of mirrors what we do as well. But we wanted them to be a part today. All right, so now we got some more empty chairs that we need to celebrate, and so I'm going to invite up our Greece Go team. That's the country Greece, not oily Greece. So if you guys could go ahead and join me up here, come on up. Let's give them a hand. Yeah, they look so excited, a little nervous. So guys, this is our, Mark, you go ahead and come on up too, man. I invited Mark to come up. So we are about to send this team out. They're not leaving until next weekend, but we wanted to go ahead and just pray for them as a church and send them out. Next Sunday, we'll be celebrating the empty chairs. And so this continues a partnership that Impact Church has had, both in Northern Virginia and here in Fredericksburg, for the last, like, I don't know, seven or eight years. And what happens is this team is going to be going to Athens, Greece. And everyone goes, oh, you get to go to Greece for the summer and things like that. But we're actually going to be right in the heart of Athens, helping and serving refugees from all over the Middle East. Places like Iraq and Iran and Syria and Afghanistan and Egypt and Morocco and all sorts of places all around from the Middle East. This team is going to be providing food for them. We're going to be putting on game. They're actually hearing a little bit what they're going to be doing for the first time, so this is good. They're going to be helping provide kind of like a couple of days to serve the children and play games with them, kind of put on like a little camp during the day for them. And guys, this is cool. I actually just found out we might actually be doing a family day and taking a bunch of refugee families to the zoo. I didn't even know there was a zoo in Athens. And so, yeah. So, yeah. Well, Katie, this is going to blow your mind. Yeah. Yeah. I've never been to the Athens Zoo, so I'm not making any promises. but it should be a good time. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to be serving there and also helping start a church. I want you to know a couple of things. Number one, would you please pray? Please pray for safe travels for our team as we go across the world. Please pray for the salvation of people from every nation, language, and tribe. People who have never heard the gospel of Jesus before, literally ever, are going to hear the gospel of Jesus next week or in 2 weeks in Greece. And so would you please pray for their receptivity and their openness? Please pray for the people who are already there doing the work. Please pray that God would strengthen the work of their hands and bless them. And then lastly, would you also please pray but also consider helping provide financially for this trip? And so because this is not an easy time for the Church of Jesus to go to the nations. As you guys know, airfare is crazy expensive. Everything is just like triple the price that it would have been a couple of years ago. And so if you guys would consider giving $50, $100, $1,000, whatever you have, we still have a lot left to raise. But also know part of what you give is not just for an airplane ticket, but our church, when we go, we fund everything for the refugees. So when we go to the zoo, we rent a charter bus. It's an Athens, Greece charter bus. We rent a charter bus and load them up and take them. When we give out food, we go to the store and we buy that food and give to them. We don't want to be a burden on them at all. And so when you give, you're also helping to purchase those supplies and help be a blessing to refugees from all over the world in the name of Jesus. So you can give online. That's probably the easiest way. Or you can give at our giving station today, cash or check, and do that as well. And we would appreciate it. So I'm going to give it over to Mark. Oh, you already got a mic, so it's all you, man.
All right, let's pray.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@impactfxbg.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.